SMU leftist cave from the SMU Daily Campus. After controversy erupted last week when SMU told Young Americans for Freedom that their annual 9/11 memorial would no longer take place on Dallas Hall lawn but in Morrison McGinnis Park, the university has agreed to return all displays to the traditional location on the lawn. Going forward, displays in the historical location on the north end of Dallas Hall lawn will last one day. Displays of up to 3 days, like many in the past, will now be located at the south end of Dallas Hall lawn. The university intends to revise a new display policy, this time consulting with student government and other campus leaders. The best thing SMU could do, aside from returning the 9/11 memorial to the prominence of Dallas Hall lawn, is to burn, erase, and otherwise destroy its Catch-22 speech policy adopted in July, which read, "The university respects the right of all members of the SMU community to express their opinions. The university also respects the right of all members of the community to avoid messages that are triggering, harmful, or harassing. It is the policy of the university to protect the exercise of these rights." Whomever signed off on such has no business pretending to be a person of scholarship or intellect, as it is clearly self-contradictory. And nobody in the SMU leadership noticed? I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas, weekdays at 5 p.m. and online at prattontexas.com.